Good morning and welcome to Piedmont Fellowship Church on this beautiful fall Sunday, last Sunday in October. We have two more months left in 2025. Thanks be to God for this beautiful time that God has given us one more day to live in this world, to be alive and to be a blessing. And also God has given us this opportunity to worship together here and also online. God is good all the time. All the time he's good. So let us look at the announcements. Those are the regular announcements that I have. The second page in the bulletin. The food bank ministry continues. You can donate in cash or in kind. The books are still available. That will also benefit our mission work. Our third Thursday luncheon in November will be on 20th of November at 1 p.m. at the Golden Corral. And today is the last Sunday of the month, as you all know, that we celebrate the blessings of the month, like birthdays and anniversaries and any other blessings that we want to celebrate, and we'll have lunch after service. Please stay for that lunch. All are welcome. Next Sunday, November 2, is also the All Saints Sunday, where we remember our dear ones who have gone before us to eternity. And our hope is that it's a living hope that God has given us, that we'll be joining our dear ones when we die. We'll be joining them together. So it is a time to remember them and their memories next Sunday. So we'll have a special service for that. And we'll have Holy Communion because of the first Sunday of the month, along with the Hispanic folks. We'll be celebrating Holy Communion, Lord's Table. All are invited for that. Along with that, next Sunday is also the Daylight Saving Time Change Sunday, so it's fall backwards. So you turn your clock 1 hour back, and it's up to you. If you don't, then you can join the Spanish church. They have an early service. We'll be here at the time. So please change your clocks on Saturday night. So we'll be here too. And thank you for your continued and faithful support of the ministries of the church by your prayers, presence, gifts, and service and witness. God loves a cheerful giver. Let us continue to do the work that God has given us in this community faithfully to serve the people who are in need in many ways. So let us do that work, and you can use our online facilities available on our website to donate with credit cards, debit cards, and many other ways you can do there. Many of you are already doing that, so continue to do that. It's a good option to consider. Those are the announcements that I have. As you all can see, some of our choir members and worship leaders are missing. Lisa's mom had a surgery, so she's with her mom, so the whole family is with her now. She's back home, so we'll keep her in our prayers. And so you'll have to help us. You'll have to help us, because we might stop singing in the middle of our choir. Then you will pick it up.
Okay.
All right, so help us out. These are all familiar hymns here today, so sing as loud as you can. Those are the announcements that I have, if anybody has anything. Finally, you got your car stop.
Yeah, my car stopped. Thank the Lord. I prayed around there for 10 minutes. And
his car decided not to shut down, which is the opposite of what I have heard before. It usually refuses to start.
Oh.
But car refusing to shut down is unusual. So thanks be to God for that. So let us continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let the opening hymn, let me put it on the screen, the hymn number 57. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing. If you are able, please stand and join the hymn number 57 in the blue book or on the screen. To sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of thy name. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrow cease. This music in the sinner's ears is life and health and peace. He breaks the power of cancer sin, he sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean, his blood avails for me. Please be seated. Let us pray. God of grace and God of mercy, eternal and loving God, we come before you as your children to worship you here in this church and also online. Thank you for the gift of life and all the blessings that you shower upon us along with that. Thank you for a good day in our life. One more day to live in this world alive is all because of your grace alone. And we thank you for the gift of life, family, friends and church and all the blessings. Thank you for the health and strength you have given us all to get up this morning to be here to worship Lord. And we thank you for your presence in our lives every day and keeping us safe in our goings and in our comings. It is because of your keeping and safe keeping that we are alive in the situations around the world that we are in. We thank you for this time that you have given us, Lord, above all because you have loved us so much through your Son, Jesus Christ, that you gave his life for us, through whom we have eternity with you. And we thank you for that also, that we can come and call you Father and lift up your name together and worship you, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven, Lord. Let your presence fill us in our hearts and touch. Your presence will touch us also according to our needs and desires of our hearts. Thank you for your presence in our midst today, in our singing, in our prayers, in the meditation of the word and everything that we do here, and also the lunch that we partake after service. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. We thank you again for your presence and bless us with your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's our greeting time now. If you can, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
Today's congregation choice is page 374, Standing on the Promises. This was chosen by Lou. Lou, did you have anything to say about this particular song?
Yes, I stand on the promises of God every day because he said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. So they'll keep me going.
You can remain sitting or you can stand as you please. Let's join together and sing Standing on the Promises. It's 374 if you want to follow the notes in the book, or it's on the screen. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring.
Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of Christ my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I am standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's word, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I am standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fail, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Before we go to the responsive reading, you want to celebrate the blessings of the month, and there's any birthdays. I know we have this lunch after service, but here we want to celebrate some of the birthdays or anniversaries or any other blessings you want to call out. Anybody this month?
Norman is having
Norman
a birthday.
Is tomorrow.
Norman is
tomorrow.
Do I have to tell him that?
80.
80. Tomorrow. So we want to sing
about it. he's not staying for lunch, so we have to sing happy birthday.
Right, he's not staying for lunch. He's going for lunch.
Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Norman. Happy birthday.
Let's have a word of prayer.
Our anniversary.
Oh, your anniversary. All right.
Oh,
how do we sing that one?
Oh,
I don't know if there's a song for that. How many years?
53, right?
Yeah.
53.
Oh, keep going. 53 years. Wow. Let's give thanks for God. Thanks be to God for that blessing to have a family like that is so long, that stay long together. Okay, let us pray. Lord our God, giver of light and life, we thank you for the gifts of life and love and family and friends and church and fellowship. Lord, help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We pray for those who are celebrating various things in their lives, especially anniversaries and birthdays. We thank you for a new year in their lives. With the passing of time, you have increased and deepened their love towards you and for others. We give you thanks for your past blessings and pray for your continued mercies upon them, O God. Renew your blessings upon them and cover them with your love, comfort them with your joyful presence, and confirm them in their hope. May your Holy Spirit strengthen them in faith and fill them with the love and service for you and for others. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now we'll do the responsive reading, which is taken from Psalm 39, which is on page 773, but it will be also on the screen. The congregation will follow the blue, and the leader will read the black. So please stand for the responsive reading.
I said, I will guard my ways that I may not sin with my tongue. I will keep a muscle of my mouth so long as the wicked are in my presence. I was mute and silent. I held my peace to no avail. My distress grew worse. My heart became hard within me. As I mused, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue.
Lord, let me know my end, and what is the measure of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. You have made my days a few handbreadths, and my lifetime as nothing in your sight. Surely every human being is an empty breath. Surely every one goes about like a shadow. Surely they are in turmoil for nothing. They heap up and do not know who will gather.
And now, Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you.
Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of the fool.
I am mute. I do not open my mouth, for it is you who have done it.
Remove your stroke from me. I am spent by the blows of your hand.
When you chasten people with the rebukes for sin, you consume like a moth what is dear to them. Surely every human being is an empty breath.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Do not put your peace at my tears.
For I am younger passing guest. I am your passing guest, a sour
Canadian like all my forebears.
Sojourner like all my forebears.
Look away from me that I may know gladness. Before I depart, I am no more. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. I tried to change that word sojourner to an alien. That's what that word in the New English is, alien. As we come before God with our prayer time, we will bring our prayers of blessings and concerns as a church family and lift them up to the throne of grace of God. First we share our prayers of blessings, and then we'll give thanks to God, and also then after that we'll share our burdens and concerns. We will pray for those burdens and concerns after that, and lift them up to the throne of grace of God. The regular prayer requests are at the back of the bulletin. In the boxes listed there, please use this every day for in your prayer time. Please remember these people and these items in your prayers. I was told that Harry Crumlin was doing much better, so we'll be taking his name off the list. Thank you for your prayers, and thank God for that recovery for Harry. And as I have mentioned, Pam, Lisa's mom, is recovering from her hip surgery. The recovery is progressing as planned, but she's still in a lot of pain. So the family is with her during this weekend. So please pray for her and the family. continue to pray for Jim McBrayer and Grace Haynes, Harry Basor, Carol, Eden Bartolo, Jerry Raines, Sean and Amy Conway, and many others that you probably have known or not known, looking for healing in their bodies. So let us pray for them. God's promise is that He will heal our sick ones when we unite in faith and ask for God's healing. Pray for world peace. Pray for our bus and truck drivers. Pray for our service workers, our military, police, fire, and many, many others who serve us on a daily basis behind the scenes to make our life comfortable. Let us remember them and be thankful for their services, and also pray for them and their families. Let us pray for our nation, our president and leaders of the Congress, and many others that are making decisions that affect our daily lives. Let us pray that God will give them the wisdom to come together and find a solution for this government shutdown. A lot of people are impacted by that. I heard that many airports are being closed. You know, Phoenix airport shut down because they don't have the air traffic controllers. They are not getting paid for the last 3 or 4 weeks now. So please pray honestly that this will come to a conclusion soon. That God will give them the right wisdom to make decisions. And pray for the world leaders that they will also fear God when they make decisions that will bring peace to this world, especially in the areas in the Middle East and many other places, in Ukraine, that they will find a lasting peace in those areas. Pray for our church, that we will continue to do our ministry here faithfully, that God will give us the guidance every day with His Holy Spirit to be faithful in the ministry that we have to do here. And pray for all the churches around us, the pastors, leaders, that God will bless them and bless this community through our churches. Pray for the world church at large. Pray for God's blessing upon them and strength of the Holy Spirit in situations they are working, especially missionaries in various parts of the world facing problems, that God will strengthen them in their faith and their work. And I wanted to quickly remember Gene Barrington. I know he doesn't like to be added, but he had a what is it called? Resuscitation?
It's cardioversion.
Yeah, so to rhythm his heart back, but it lasted only a week. So they probably have to do it again. But he also is looking at some medical problems with his hip. So please keep him in our prayers. And as we grow older, every one of the part by part going to go down. Yeah. And I was telling this, we have more parts than human bodies in the church. A lot of our parts have been replaced already.
Yes, yes.
So it's not much more you can do, right?
Yeah, right.
So thanks be to God, at least they are working.
Yeah, no more he can take.
He has more parts than you, real parts, right? She has more parts built in than real parts.
She's part of the body, woman.
She's brand new.
So let us be thankful for everything God gives us, right? What a wonderful life it is that God has given us. Be thankful for that. We'll take it whatever day it is. Every day is a gift from God. Thanks be to God for that. So let's go to God in prayer. Anybody have any special prayer to call out? If not, let us go to God in prayer. Have a moment of silent prayer, and then I'll close with a closing prayer after that. Let us pray. The scripture says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Gracious and merciful God, we come before you as your children, full of gratitude in our hearts, and we thank you for the gift of life and blessings that you give us every day. It is not because of our merits that you have loved us, only because of your grace alone. And we thank you for loving us even when we have been unfaithful to you. Thank you for keeping us safe every day in our goings and in our comings, in our drivings, in our walking and sitting and standing everywhere, Lord. You are the one who is holding us up. And we thank you for safely keeping us and giving us all the health and strength that we need in our bodies. We also come before you as broken in many different ways. Many of us are broken in our bodies, and many of us are broken in our souls and in our spirits. The scripture says, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. When we are lonely, you become our friend, O God. When we go through life's and sorrows and loss, you give us comfort and peace. You are the source of the true healing, because you are the great physician. You give us courage in the face of opposition and peace under pressure. And you give us faith in the face of tragedy, O God. And you give us comfort in grief and bereavement. Grant healing to our bodies, especially the dear ones that we have named here, Lord, and thank you for the progress that we have heard for Pam as she is recovering from surgery. Be with her during this pain that she can continue to get healed during these days. And we pray for the whole family, Lisa and her family with them, Lord. Bless them with your peace and comforting presence. We thank you for the good news about Harry Crumlin, who is progressing really well, and bless. Thank you for the healing that you have given him. And we pray for those who are looking for your healing. Continue to look to you, Lord. We pray for Sean and Amy Conway, Jerry, Ed and Bartolo, and Jean McPrayer, and Grace Haynes, Harry Basil, Carol Clements, and many others who need your healing, Lord. Bless them with your healing hand. Above all, we pray for peace for them and for their loved ones. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many, many others who serve us on a daily basis, that they will be blessed by your presence and comforting grace every day, that they will continue to do the work that they're doing. Pray for them and their family's safety during this holiday season coming up. We pray for our nation, our president, vice president, leaders of the Congress, and many others, especially during this time of government shutdown and crisis that they are facing. Give them the grace and the wisdom to come to a solution that all this can be settled soon. Many families are suffering because of that. We pray that your special blessing and hands be upon them, that they will come to a quick decision soon this week, Lord. Give them the wisdom to do that. We pray that you will unite our country, that we can come again, become the leader of the world that you have wanted us to be. Lord, we pray for the world leaders also, that they will fear God when they make decisions that will bring peace to this world. Bless them with your grace, and as they meet and discuss many things around peace in the Middle East and Ukraine, that you will bring a lasting solution to those problems there. We pray for our church, O God. Thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to serve this community. Help us, Lord, to do it faithfully with all the opportunities that you have given us, Lord. We pray for all the churches and pastors and missions and ministries in this community and around the world. And bless them, the power of the Holy Spirit, that all the work that they do will be effective and bring more and more souls to your kingdom. We thank you for your presence in our midst, O God. Help us to worship you together with all the saints in heaven and people in this world. We worship you. In the meditation of the word, we look forward to your presence, Lord, your word talking to us, that will revive us, our spirits, that strengthen our bodies and empower our spirits, so that we can be faithful witnesses for you and your love wherever you place us. We thank you again for your presence in our midst. May as we come before you, let your presence, healing hand touch us and empower us with your power of the Spirit as we go from this place. I pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Scripture says, whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Everyone should give according to what God has given in his heart to give, for God loves a cheerful giver. Loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to bring a portion of what you have given us back to you. You are the source of all that we have, and you are merciful and gracious that you give us everything that we need, more than we deserve. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve also because of the eternity that you promised. We bring before you a portion of what you have given us as a witness of the love to you and for others. May we find joy as we give more with our prayers and presents and gifts and witness. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully today and also pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As you remain standing, we will read the scripture. We will read Asher and we will be reading. It is taken from the book of James, chapter 3, verses 1 through 12.
James, chapter 3, verse 1 to 12. Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal, or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praises and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Thank you, parents, for reading that. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you have given us, Lord. As we come before your word, open our hearts and our minds so that we can receive your word with obedience and humility. Illumine our souls so that we can understand the meaning of the message we hear today, Lord. Open our hearts, humble our spirits, and may your presence fill us today as we meditate on the word. Talk to us and each one of us according to our needs of our lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Alright, so our scripture today, we continue with the book of James, chapter 3, verses 1 through 12 today, we read, talks a great deal about one organ in our body. And James spent almost a whole chapter about the tongue. Because the words we speak are very important, and it makes us who we are. And he uses some very interesting examples and metaphors to explain that, along with some very sharp and tough words about our tongue and the words we use. And as you remember, James was planning to write to the church about encouraging them on their faith, but then he heard some stories about the church having some problems. That one of the problems in the church was the words that they talked to each other. So he decided to turn his subject of his letter to practical ways of life. That's what we are studying every day for the last couple of Sundays. We talked about faith and works. Without works, you don't have any faith. And your works show faith. It should show faith. Without your works, if you say that you have faith, it is meaningless. Christianity is not just about believing something, but it's also about acting. There's an action that comes with it. So our expressions of our actions show our faith in Christ. Similarly, our words also are very important, and they show who we are. In the past, we used to say that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Have you heard that?
Amen.
But I think it is not really, really true, 100%. Words can really hurt. And it can hurt not physically, but it can hurt internally, and sometimes giving you some gaping wounds that will never heal until you die. So it can be changed a little bit around if you want to, and saying that the emotional pain that lasts longer with words than physical pain. Words used to be produced with tongue only in the past, and then came written words. So speaking and writing came. And now we have virtual words, right? The social media. People can hide behind the screens wherever they are and talk to the world about anything that they like to talk about, unlike in the past. And now they are using not only spoken words through speaking through the microphone online, They can also chat online and put their expressions of what they have in their mind with the language they want to use. And lately they have what they call it, memes.
Oh, never.
Memes and emojis. Right? You don't have to talk any words or type any words. You just click a button and it will tell you exactly what they mean. And it can be like, it used to be laughing out loud, LOL and all that stuff. Now you can just click on an emoji and it will laugh for you. And then you can be angry at somebody and send an emoji at anger and hatred and whatever you want to express without words. So our expression of words have changed its concept already. I don't know what's waiting for next. I don't know. Maybe something else. We have never imagined all these things in the last 5 years or 10 years ago, right? Things have changed. So we are progressing with our ways of communication in many different ways. But are we progressing with the culture of our communication that displays our personality really? Or are we becoming worse in communicating between each other harshly and rudely? In the social media, I see more rude and harsh behavior more than good behavior. So that is where we are in this world today. And it is very important, even after almost 2,000 years, that James has written this letter to that people. It is still applicable to us as a church and our community. And it is not just James, the whole scripture from the beginning to the end talk about our words, the power of our words in healing and hurting, in blessing and cursing. We can use the same tongue to do that both. It's a very small organ in the body, but we have to be careful in how to use it. Jesus said that for out of the mouth flows what the heart is thinking, or for out of the overflow of the heart comes what the mouth speaks. So your mouth is speaking, the words that you speak out of your mouth is a reflection of what you are thinking in your heart. Jesus said that. Amen. And also he said that, I tell you, everyone will have to give account of the day at the judgment. In Matthew he says that every empty word you have spoken, that you have to give an account at the time of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. So remember, our words are very important, and keeping our words is important too, because it has power. It used to be that when there's something called a gentleman's contract, it doesn't have to be written down and signed like now before. If you say that yes to somebody, that's going to be an yes. And note to somebody. So if you have an agreement with somebody, you just talk to them, to your neighbor, to your brother, and it becomes a contract. You didn't have to write anything down before, but now you have to write everything down and to see, and also you have to read all the little print at the bottom, and you probably couldn't ever read it without a magnifying glass, and then sign your life away to get a contract. That's what's happening. Just for a simple loan, how much papers you have to sign. Keeping the word is important as Christians. Jesus said, let your message be yes or for yes and no for no. When you say yes, how many times you don't mean yes? Because you just want to get that person away from you. Okay, yeah, I'll take care of that. And you just forget it, right? And I'm guilty of that too. And all of our politicians on TV, that's what they do. They never want to be negative, right? They want to promise you the best in the world, and then immediately they forget it. As Christians, we have to be very honest in our words. And when we say yes, let us mean yes. And when we say no, let us mean no. Keeping our words is very important as Christians. I was reading about well-known basketball player, Abdul-Jabbar Kareem. And he had an opportunity one time to negotiate with two teams. And one team offered him like $1.5 million and the other one offered him about $2 million. So it was happening together, and he already gave word to the first team for the $1.5 million, even though he could have taken the second. And the press asked him why he didn't go for the highest bidder. He said, I already gave my word, and I am a man of my own word. That's what we ought to be as Christians too. We have to be people of our words. James gives an extensive treatment of the tongue, because our words give us away. It becomes expression of our faith before other people. We can claim to be Christians and our words don't display that. It is not only a display of what you are, and also it is a display on what Christ is. You are displaying Christ in the wrong way as Christians. A donkey started, there's a Aesop's fab, if you talk about Aesop stories, little stories that give you words of wisdom. And one of them was about a donkey dressing up as a lion and threatening all the animals, like small animals, squirrels and rabbits and other people, with the roaring and as he dressed up like a lion. But a fox came along and he said, well, you can dress up anything the way you want, but your voice, I know your voice much better than anybody. So your voice gives you away. Our words give us away who we are. In the Bible, Jacob disguised as his brother to receive the blessings of his father. And when his father touched him, his brother had hairs on his body, so he said, your body feels like your brother, but your voice is your voice. So who are you? And he lied to his father. He said, I am Esau, your older brother, so give me the blessings. He received the blessings. And later on, he got into a lot of trouble after that. And he had to run away from his brother because his brother got angry at him and tried to kill him. And he had to live for years and then come back. It's a whole story of Jacob in the book, Genesis that we can read. But when he came along with God and finally came to himself and had an face-to-face with God for a conversation with God, God asked him in a dream, who are you? That is a reflection of God's identity that he's asking you. Jacob, you deceived your father, telling him that you are his brother when you actually disguised him yourself. Now I'm asking you, who are you? Are you Jacob or are you Esau? Then he flatly fell on in front of God and said, forgive me, O God. I have gone all through this my life, deceiving other people, my father, my father-in-law. He did a lot of deceiving things. So as Christians, we have to have integrity that the world can see different from others. When we say yes, we ought to be yes. When we say that we are Christians, we have to be Christians. So it is also, words are very powerful. Once they are thrown out of our mouth, it's one thing that you cannot take back. It's like a stone thrown from your hand is gone. You can never take it back. It can hurt the way, or sometimes beyond that you even thought about or dreamed about. And every Sunday that you might hear, before I start preaching, the verse in the Psalm 19 that David prayed, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. That's one of the prayers that David prayed earnestly. Because we ought to pray that, God, give me the grace to speak the right words to others. And also about you, when I come before you with my prayers, give me the grace to use the right words. Sometimes we don't know what the right words are. So only by God's grace that we can use the right words at the right times. The words have the power to create and to destroy. God created everything in the beginning. In Genesis we read that, let there be light, by his word, and it was light. Let there be this creature, let there be that creature. Every creation that God made in the book of Genesis, except man's creation, human creation, everything God created by the word of his mouth. Let there be this, let there be water, let there be the skies and the mountains, animals. All of them were created by the power of God's word. So God, the power of the word, power of our word is to build, to create, and also to bless. Jesus blessed when he was in this ministry, in this world, he blessed many others with this power of his word. He healed people, and he touched people, and said, open your eyes, open your ears with his words, and they were healed because of the power of his word. And the words have also the power to break and destroy. Not only to create and build, the words can also have the power to discourage, destroy, and distract. Out of the same mouth come praise, and also from the tongue comes cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be the case. That's what James is teaching. Out of the same abundance of our hearts, our mouth speaks. If the heart is full of bitterness, it will show that the bitterness in our words. If the heart is full of grace, our words will display the words of grace. So remember, when we are under pressure, what kind of words come out of our mouth? And also, we need to... James is also teaching us about three beautiful illustrations about the words. Because he says it is like a bit in the horse's mouth, a rudder on a ship, and a spark of fire. How powerful that the tongue is. Our tongue is like a bit in the horse's mouth. Those of you know horses, they are directed and controlled by the rudder in their mouth. A metal piece that they put in the mouth that touches their sensitive parts in the mouth, so their string attached to it, they can actually control the big animal. Compared to that big animal, a human being is a small one. But as human beings, we can use that bit in the mouth of the horse to control that big animal. In other words, James is saying that even though it's a small tongue, your tongue will control your whole body. And whoever can tame the tongue can control their bodies. And he's also talking about the rudder on a ship, where a small rudder can change the direction of a ship. And also the spark that can destroy a whole community. That's what he's comparing our tongue to. It can spark a little fire that can become a big fire. How many churches have been affected by that kind of fire? Just like one or two people started a small gossip, changed the whole nature of the church. And I believe we have history in this church years ago that we had to go through some difficult times because of that. So let us be graceful in our thoughts and always be mindful of the grace that Christ taught us how to talk when it comes to our Christian speech. Jesus taught us how to speak well, because his gracious speech is an example for all of us. When a doctor saw his patient, the patient asked him, what's the best way to stay healthy? He said, watch your tongue. He thought, oh, you mean watch what I eat? He said, no, what you say. Bitter words make bitter hearts, and gentle words bring peace and healing. So Jesus gave healing to this world through his words. And he redeemed situations by his words. So choose the words that we give life, words that heal, not hurt, words that comfort, not condemn, words that encourage, not embarrass. But we can only do this by God's grace. Because even though it's a small little tongue, it is out of control if we try to control ourselves. God can give us the grace to control our tongue. No human can tame the tongue. And James is telling us that in verse 8, very interestingly, he says that in verse 8, that no human can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. So he's saying that we can we can, all kinds of animals, birds and reptiles and sea creatures can be tamed, but nobody can tame the tongue. He talked about animals in the world and birds of the air, reptiles and sea creatures. You know, in circus, if you go to see a circus, you can see they have tamed the lions and tigers. Even the cruelest animals can be tamed. And birds of the air, and if you go to a bird sanctuary, you can see that they have tamed birds like vultures and other birds. Even reptiles can be tamed, snakes and others. And sea creatures like dolphins and big sharks can be tamed, if you see that. Those big creatures can be tamed by humans, but we cannot tame our tongue, a little organ in our mouth. What a wonderful teaching that is, that we have to be careful about. Man has found many ways to tame, control on animals, but the one thing that does not seem to be able to tame is the tongue. So let us pray to God that we surrender our hearts, not only our hearts, but also our tongue and our mouth, so that we can bring praise to God. The same tongue and our mouth that we can bring words of grace to this world and the people around us. Help us, that God will help us to speak gracious words, to bring calmness in times of storms, like Jesus did, and also to bring words of healing to those who are sick, and also bring words of forgiveness to people who hurt us. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place, to always be reminded of the power of words we use, to be gracious to others in this world when we use our words. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is Have Thine Own Way, 382. If you are able, please stand for the closing hymn, the blue book, 382. Please stand if you are able. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yielded and have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Search me and try me, Savior, today. Wash me just now, Lord, wash me just now, as in thy presence humbly I bow. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Father, all power surely is thine. Touch me and Savior divine. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold over my being absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit till all shall see Christ only, always living in me. People of God, as we go from this place, remember we are people of faith to display not only through our actions but also our words the grace of Jesus Christ to this world. May God fill your heart with his love. your mind with His peace and your lips with the words that build, bless and heal. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.